Terrace will keep fluoride in its water. City Council there decided on Monday night not to hold a referendum on fluoridation. More than 400 people had signed a local petition to hold a vote on the issue. Carol LeClaire is the mayor of Terrace. She joins me now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Now, Mayor LeClaire, there's been a trend of communities moving away from fluoride in the water. Why is council not going to hold a referendum?
We had our medical health officer, Dr. Raina Thormerton, come and present to council after we'd received the petition with the 400 names. We wanted to understand the fluoride in the water and what that meant. And what Dr. Thormerton told us was that fluoride is not a medication, because that was one of the arguments that had come, that we were medicating the water. It's a mineral. Fluoride is found in all water. If you were putting in fluoride into the water to prevent tooth decay, it's 1.5 parts per million. In Terrace, we're less than half of that. We are at 0.7 parts per million.
So you know the amount that's actually in the water.
We know the amount that's in the water. And it's one way of protecting our most vulnerable citizens, the people who may not be able to afford toothbrushes, who don't have the opportunity to go to the dentist. Tooth decay is the highest chronic problem for toddlers and children. So it's, you know, when you start looking at the evidence in front of you, we knew that fluoride was good. The problem for council was you've got 400 people coming to council and they wanted to have a referendum.
And what do you say? I mean, that is 400 signatures, probably representing more than just 400 people. What about those 400 people that wanted to vote on this matter?
Well, we looked at that, and the people that the fluoride benefits the most are the people that would not come out for a referendum. And council felt that they needed to protect those people who had the most benefits from the fluoride in the water.
Part of the argument, as you mentioned, there's the use of the word medication, but there's the argument that fluoride should be a choice, so that people should have the right to choose what they're consuming. What do you say to that?
You know, I agree, but there's also the argument, too, like if you go and buy your jug of milk uptown, it's been there's vitamin A and vitamin D added. If you go get your cereal from town, it's been enriched. Those are choices when you also go down shopping to purchase those things, and they're put in there for medical reasons as well. What we would like to do is have, we're going to write to the Minister of Health, Terry Lake, and we're going to say to him that, you know, BC has got the lowest fluoridation percentages all across Canada. I think Quebec and BC were the two lowest ones. And this should be an issue that the provincial and the federal governments are initiating to protect vulnerable people.
So you're planning to take this a step further?
Oh, we do. Definitely plan to do that.
Interesting. We, of course, here in Prince George had the fluoride taken out of our water. There was a referendum here, and people voted against having fluoride in the water. Why do you think communities are choosing to move away from fluoridation in the water?
There's a lot of people sometimes make decisions based on fear. If you look at a study that said in China, people were dying because there's fluoride in the water. Well, they probably are dying, but the fluoride that's in that water is at a huge amount of rate, and it's naturally occurring in that particular part, and it happens in Iran as well. So it's hard for people sometimes to separate the fear from the science. And, you know, when we had good evidence put in front of us, that's the decision that council made.
Now, you went to Northern Health, and also, I'm to understand, you had a representative from the First Nations Health Authority that came and presented to council as well. A lot of this information is readily available to most councils, yet they still went the route of removing fluoride.
In Calgary, in 2011, the Calgary Council took it out, and it was a money cost. Because there's a big cost to this. It cost Terrace $30,000 to put in the fluoride, and that's at less than half of the recommended maximum amount that you could put in. And that's why if the federal and provincial government were to take this on, they should be supporting municipalities if they believe that the tooth decay that impacts children, adolescents, seniors, all of us, is worth protecting.
How much did Prince George's decision to remove fluoride from his water impact your council's decision?
It didn't impact. You know, you weigh everything out, and sometimes, like I said, you go back to that fearful thing that you're poisoning people when you're not poisoning people. You know, people say cancer is related to that. There's no evidence that at the maximum of 1.5 parts per million that there's any evidence that there's cancer. And like I said, we're way less than that.
Well, we'll continue to follow this. I imagine this now. Is this going to be taken to the UBCM for resolution? Is that the idea?
No, because what happens at UBCM is then you will go up to the microphones and you're going to argue your point. And when you're one of 3 or 4 communities in the province, you're going to have a whole pile of naysayers probably coming based on emotional decision making rather than science decision making. And that's why we're going to go directly to the minister and say to him, you need to go to your counterparts with the rest of Canada, and you need to make senior leadership decisions.
Well, we'll follow this story as it unfolds. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Carol.
Take care, Robert.
You bet. Carol LeClaire is the mayor of Terrace. That's where we reached her by phone. And we throw this to you, those folks who, the 400 that signed the petition. What are your thoughts on this matter? For those of you in Prince George, where we did have fluoride removed from the water, what do you think? Share your thoughts with us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also email us, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.